Blog Talk Radio.
Is out there, Voice of the People Network, and this is the truth. Truthisthetruth.net is the website, and this is the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and we'll welcome all our listeners around the world to another episode of the Truth Is the Truth.net. And the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio network and media network. So that's the big thing there. Now, before I bring on our co-host, let me go over something over the last few days. Of course, first of all, I want to say it's Flag Day. And we should honor our flag. See, the Democrats, the Communists, the Socialists, the Progressives, the losers, they don't want to honor our flag. None of them actually recognize Flag Day at all, really out there. I haven't seen too many, if anyone on the left, actually say anything about the American flag. But they're so busy with Pride Flag and an insult to all those who gave their lives for freedom. And they actually insulted the American flag and the Americans and our founding fathers and our military and all those that fought to give their life to protect and serve in the military and elsewhere to make sure that flag constantly flies no matter what. And they put the flag, the pride flag in the middle, which is illegal in every state and federally too. When you're supposed to have the American flag in the middle, on top, and then any other flags may be on the side or lower than them, but not at the same level or above. And that is actually a federal offense, apparently. And yet these communists in the White House, this anti-American in the White House, who did, he looked the other way when they're literally having these sick individuals disrobing and doing all kinds of crazy things on the White House lawn, this literally destroying the image and desecrating what the meaning of the People's House and the White House, and it's just, it's totally disgusting what went on this past weekend with that, you know. And with today is Flag Day, we want to honor the flag, which is very important. And that's very important to us because many millions and millions of people died over the years since the beginning of our nation to have that flag fly so gallantly. Now, also today is President Trump's birthday. Happy birthday to President Trump. He's the real president, not this idiot in the White House. You know, and if he was still walking around as president right now, Trump, we would not be in Ukraine. We wouldn't have a situation in Taiwan. We wouldn't have a situation in China. We would not have a situation in Iran. We would not have a situation anywhere. It will be, the troops will be home. We'll have peace. The economy will be great. The inflation will be down to less than 2%. And everybody was booming. And the salaries, everything will all be booming. We wouldn't have to worry about anything. But that's what happened when Trump was in the White House. We could get that back in a few short months. But it may be a lot sooner than that because word is that the whole Biden administration is resigning in the next few days because they're all going to jail anyway for treason, and some may even be executed for treason in the next few weeks. So that's a big thing there. So that's the story there because we got the evidence now, and now we're going to do it. But that's also important. But the sham of shams yesterday was kind of, you know, the left hated that what went on with Trump. You know, most people would go in, if they were charged with all these counts and 400 plus years in prison, if it was, everything was found guilty, they would have taken away your passport. They would have taken away your planes and anything else. But they know it's a farce. The judge knew it was a farce. So the judge said you could go on the reconnaissance, you could keep your passport, you could fly anywhere in the world. We don't, it doesn't matter because we know, first of all, you know, everybody knows who you are. But the second thing is we know that this is just a scam and that you're not guilty. And, you know, and pretty much said so. And we expect that case to be dropped anyway in the next few days and weeks. But the left was so upset of the heroes Trump got in Miami yesterday. And along the streets and everything, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up from the Miami International Airport all the way to the courthouse, and also at restaurant, which is the Cuban restaurant that most candidates go to if they wanted the free Cuban support and stuff. But he got, not only did he get a standing ovation there, but he also, they sang him a happy birthday and all that stuff. And the left was so mad, especially CNN, that the guy on CNN told him to cut the feed. Cut the feed. We don't want to see that. Cut the feed. You know, it was crazy. But this is what's going on. Well, the left hates the fact that they're going to be gone. And then it got, then of course, the Bedminster in New Jersey, and the people that were waiting for him at the airport, in Newark Airport, and along from Newark all the way to Bedminster, which is about a half hour away. And then, of course, the hundreds, if not thousands, that were waiting on the lawn over there. And he gave a 30-minute speech. By the way, he will be cleaning the house, but in order to clean house, we have to get rid of a lot of rhinos. And I got a list here of, you know, they was firing Shifty Shift today. They were sanctioning him and kicking him out. And there were 20 Republicans that saved his ass, and which is really bad news. These are the 20 Republicans that need to be primary and gone. These 20 Republicans who voted to kill the resolution was Kelly Armstrong in North Dakota. These are Republicans. Lori Chavez DeRima of Oregon. Juan Cisco Mindy of Arizona. Tom Cole of Oklahoma. Warren Davidson of Ohio.
Hold on. I got a question. Were these new kids already coming in, or they're old kids?
What do you mean?
Were they here, or they just, are they the new class, or they were here for a while?
They've also been here for a while. I don't think there's any new class
people
here. Oh,
my God. What polluted?
Brian Patrick of Pennsylvania. Kay Granger of Texas. Garen Graves of Louisiana. Thomas Keene Jr. of New Jersey. Kevin Kiley of California. Young Kim of California. Michael Lawler of New York. Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Tom McClintock of California. Mark Molinaro of New York. Jay Obernuthill of California. Michael Simpson of Idaho. Michael Turner of Ohio. David Faladawa of California. And Steve Womack of Arkansas. If you notice, no representative of, no Republican representative of Florida voted to keep them. They all voted to get them out. Just so you know. It just took a simple majority vote to table the essential Luna's resolution sought to censorship or conduct that mislead the American people in a way that is not befitting an elected member of the House of Representatives. It also sought the Ethics Committee investigation to Schiff's lies, misrepresentation, and abuses of sensitive information. Schiff has condemned Luna's effort as false and defamatory, according to The Hill. He is a liar, and he is false, and he's a big time. He should be fired. And that's a big thing there. But in order for Trump to clean house, to get rid of the swamp, to get rid of all this stuff, all those 20 people have to go. And they got to be primary, and you got to have people that are constitutionalists that actually will go and do their job and not get to D.C. and become a D.C.itis and become part of the problem. And apparently these people are really there. And Thomas Massey is another one that really, he used to be good at one time, but now he's bad. And, so that's a big thing. But anyway, let me bring on our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. Great day. Going forward. I'm taking over New York.
And that's a good thing. We need to do that.
I'm taking over New York in business. Big, 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 big sugar daddy. Love it. Great day. And I will make a difference in New York. Okay?
Yep.
And it's a great Wednesday, and the Goofy's not out of the house. Nobody's gone. That GOP, I read that, and I thought I read it wrong, but I didn't. They are turncoats. So.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad news amongst these people.
I'm telling you, we do not control the House because they're so corrupt. Really, really bad. I'm telling you, they're not going to impeach Biden.
Well, there's three different articles
of
impeachment.
You need majority vote. You're not going to get it.
We got majority in the House is what we need. Okay, this is the law based on this, how it's
they
done. That's how they got Trump.
Them a fucking piece of scum. Are you
it
real?
It doesn't matter. This is how they got Trump. They're going to do the same thing with Biden.
You know
it's the law. It's already done. Biden has been impeached three times. That's already being done. Biden will be impeached three separate cases.
Fine.
The process has already started.
You know what? Adam Schiff is a piece of dreck. You got to be kidding me. He's a liar, a cheat, a fraud, a con. Okay? And Nancy Pelosi is a cunt. Excuse my French out there. I don't really give a shit. And you're trying to tell me that these buttheads are going to vote to get rid of Biden.
We don't need any Democrat to vote to impeach him. In the state, in the
what
House, we
need?
Got the votes. You just need the House to pass the articles of impeachment, which they have. And then it goes to he's impeached. Now, by law, he's impeached. Now he's got to go to the Senate for the trial, which is required by law. They
and
what
I'm
they do
telling
is to walk
you
over.
That Senate, You're in dreamland.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
Gail,
it doesn't matter. Biden is resigning as of next week.
They are
doesn't matter.
Criminal.
Biden and Harris both has announced that they are resigning. Both of them are resigning because they've been indicted. They have already been indicted. They are going
it's
to resign.
It's not going to trial because they are criminals. And both
it doesn't matter. They have to look. The military tribunals have a warrant out for both of them, and they are going to take them down and to put them in Gitmo. It's
Joseph,
already done.
Fine.
I'm not. This is what's going to happen because Biden already announced that he's resigning.
We'll see. How about we will see?
Okay. I'm telling you right now, when the next 2 weeks, and every pundit, including the left-wing pundit, have been announcing that they know that Biden is not going to be the president's candidate. They think they're trying to get Gavin Newsom to step in. That's why they're pushing Gavin Newsom, because they know Biden's gone. He's done. And they know Kamala Harris is gone. And
to
she's
do
done.
What? To do what?
So they're trying to get him to try and get him to run on the Democrat side because they don't want Robert Kennedy Jr.
He cannot be Bobby. He cannot be Bobby. Bobby will be the candidate for the Democrat Party. He's smart.
And Trump will win.
Will be the candidate. Gavin Newsom doesn't have a prayer.
No, but that's what they're setting up. I'm just telling you what they're setting up. Because they know that Biden is gone in a few weeks.
He's living for a prayer. Play some Bon Jovi.
Yeah, right.
Okay. How could you think I would believe in what's going on up on the Hill? Really?
I'll just tell you what's there.
It ain't happening. They can't even get rid of the Homeland Security director.
He's been fired. He's been gone. He's
Merrick
going. He's
Garland.
Going to be gone in a few days.
No, he's gone.
He's expected to be taken out in cuffs tomorrow or the next day.
Hunter
Biden and Biden. Yeah, they're all going down in the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're all going to be gone. They already announced it. Everybody knows it. Even Daniel Goldman, who's a left-wing Democrat, a representative, said that he's gone.
You can't even get the Supreme Court to do their job.
Forget about the Supreme Court. You don't need the Supreme Court on this.
You know,
Representative Daniel Goldman confirmed that Joe Biden got the Ukrainian prosecutor fired after accepting a $5 million bribe. That's the Democrats announced that Biden is gone, and so is Harris. They all announced he's done. Every single one of them. They think he'll be gone by in the next few days. They know that he's done. Google is being broken up in an antitrust breakup.
Gonna be little Googlets?
Yeah. And there's going to be a government shutdown because of they lost that deal they had. It fell apart.
You mean we're not going to raise this debt ceiling $4 billion?
No.
Thank you. God. You know who covers that? The American taxpayers. We're the ones that get eaten and beat up on. You
also
know?
The special.
Inflation's on the rise. Mm-hmm.
Also
okay.
Special. They defunded the special counsel investigating Trump. He's running. Once he runs out of money in a few days, he's not getting any more money. It's over.
You mean he's going to go crawl back into his little hole under his rock?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I see all this, I will believe it. Until then, you can't.
No, I'm going to talk about the crime in New York for a minute. This is in downtown Brooklyn. A mom was walking her three-year-old in a stroller, a three-year-old kid in a stroller child. And another woman went over and started attacking, going after the three-year-old. And the mother stood between the baby and the woman. And the woman goes ahead and stabs the mother several times. And in broad daylight, got away with it. And they're looking for it. New York Post got the article.
Why did she do that?
She's mentally ill. We have a very big mental health issue in this country, and they got to recognize. So we recognize
that. Is that because they're doing drugs?
Most likely.
Okay. So we're looking at that they do psycho drugs, and they're just psycho, and they're going out and have no idea what they're doing, and they're just killing people.
Right.
So what should the people do? Well, I say they should carry a gun and defend themselves.
Yeah, we'll go those.
Opinion.
Okay, let's hold off for a second on stuff. Let's do a little sports. This week, the Heat lost to the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets is the basketball world champions in basketball in the NBA. It's the first time they ever won a world championship. And last night, the Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, and it's the first time that the Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. In fact, the Golden Knights is the youngest, one of the youngest teams
to
ever win the championship.
Panthers choked.
They were outgunned 9-2. They lost yesterday 9-3. They were outgunned. Chukuk was injured, so he couldn't play. And there was a couple other things going on there. But there was a Cinderella team. The Golden Knights was actually the better team all the way around. And the Panthers took down Boston, which is. Toronto. They took out Carolina. You know, they did pretty well what they did, and they actually exceeded expectations, and they had a great season. So, Florida Panthers, kudos to you. You had a great season.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Biden leaving with the rest of the goofies. And Trump being back in as the real president, number 47. On a scale of 1 to 10, which one is it?
It'll be 10. It's a done deal. It's just a matter of exactly what date, but it's everybody in the world knows it.
Why? Is it because of logistics?
It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Biden is expected to resign along with Kamala Harris in the next few days because they both been indicted for treason,
and they don't
want to walk around.
Does Brenner and Clapper and Panetta?
All of them are going. Every one of them are going down. All of them are lawing up right now because they're all going down.
In the whole world, Hillary and Bill. Oh, no, and there's
another
favorite.
They're all going down. They're all going down. In fact, just one thing I'd like to thank Jack Smith for doing is that in his 37 counts and I think 44 pages, whatever the amount of pages in it, part of it named Hillary Clinton. In there, and Clinton was named
what,
in
as
it,
a
and so part of discovery. Look, as
what,
part
as a
of
witness?
Discovery, no, so some kind of part of it had Clinton's name has been posted in there. Hillary Clinton's in there, in part of the documents that's involved. It being that because of discovery, it guarantees Hillary Clinton going to prison.
What are they doing about the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and getting that book? How are they releasing on anything?
There's some stuff coming out. It's we don't know if it's verified enough, but we'll see.
Right.
But there's just too many. The reason slow walking is because there's too many names in there.
When are they going after the cop that killed Ashley Babbitt?
As soon as Trump gets in.
Okay. Is he going after all those cops that were pieces of garbage on the 6th?
Yes.
Is he going after Antifa and BLM and
yes.
SEIU? How about Soros? Soros.
Same thing. Same thing.
Okay. Who do you think our new attorney general will be?
I don't know. Probably it could be. Could be what? Could be Pam Bundy.
Say, you think he's going to pick another idiot like Sessions or
no.
Barr?
No, it could be Pam Bundy, somebody like that, or Ashley Moody.
All right. What do you think is going to be the VP?
The guy that actually stood with him yesterday. I can't pronounce his last name, but there's one candidate that's running for president on the Republican side, another businessman that actually was down there at the courthouse in support of Trump. And he's just like Trump in a lot of different ways, so that's a pretty good thing. They might pick him. The girl from South Dakota, Nome. There's a few. But
have somebody because he can't go in without one.
Yeah, I know. No, he's got just a few. DeSantis burned the bridge. So he's done. DeSantis should stay here, concentrate on finishing up
Hold it. I got to say it. Bridge over troubled water?
Yeah. He needs to finish up. He signed 20. He has 26 bills, 26 different bills to sign into law. He's got to the end of the month to do it.
He's hands on anymore. I think he threw us under the bus.
No, he was here. He was in Tallahassee signing some of them.
He needs to stop dreaming like the rest of them. They're all in dreamland. They're rhinos. They're all rhinos. I don't care what you say, they are. And that's it. You know, none of them impress upon me as them being to lead this country to greatness. Okay, we're in deep duty in so many ways right now. Okay, and I don't believe that they know enough to raise the standard. Okay, and the people are drawn to Donald. Okay, he's done it. He knows the shit.
Yeah.
Okay? This is not a
to thank Fox News for a headline they did. They have a picture of Trump speaking, and they have a picture of the next one on the left of Biden speaking. And the headline on the TV screen said, "Wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested." They both want to be dictator speaks. And that was great.
I think it's beautiful. He is. He is.
Yep.
Obama is a dictator. Obama hates us. He hates us. He hates everything we stand for and what we believe in. He hates the Constitution. He hates white people. He hates people. He hates women. Hates women. I believe that he hates being black, and he hates black people. He hates people, okay? And he loves the fact that he leads people around by their noses, and they hold on to every word he says, and they're afraid of him because he has the capabilities, and without even a brain, and in my opinion, to annihilate you. He's totally agenda 21.
Yeah, I want to tell you the one outstanding presidential candidate that stood next to Trump was Vivek Ramaswamy. He's the only GOP candidate to show support in Miami pledges to pardon Donald Trump if he wins. That was the only one.
I like Kristi Noem.
Yes.
Only state that survived COVID, she did great. She did. She holds her head pretty well. She's quite smart. Economics, finance, okay? And she's a people person, and she's well-spoken, and I think she would be perfect to be the VP. So,
yeah.
Not like the VP job is, but if anything happened to Donnie, God forbid, she would be a magnificent president. And you really, that's what you got to see. Okay? I think she would lead our nation to greatness. I support her. That's it.
I also want to thank the kids in the middle school, Marshall Simmons Middle School, where they tore down the pride banners and chant USA pronouns while wearing red, white, and blue. And a lot of them decided to stand up, these kids, and standing up for themselves. And that's a good thing.
I agree. I support that. That's good. They're communicating. You know, they're not backing down. They're speaking up for their rights and their abilities, and good for them.
Yeah, and moral confusion, sexual confusion, gender confusion, all that's the author of confusion, which is Satan. Satan is the one that's driving this, all that stuff.
I want to know what's with the bridge in Ukraine or a dam or whatever.
It's a dam. Okay. Right. There's a dam that back on the 6th of June, it was probably sabotage or whatever it may be, but a big type dam in southern part of Ukraine collapsed. Sending tons and tons of water rushing. You know, when the dam, all the water, that's what dam does.
So where
and
the water go?
Tens of thousands of people had to be evacuated. A lot of people are out there. You know, and when you're talking about the situation, you're not supposed, you know, when you explain the situation, there's something you don't need to be excited about because it's a more of a situation. You want to get across that this is a dire situation. And serious.
What are we doing?
Not to be high, but you go mellow down on that. What?
What are we doing for Haiti with the earthquake?
Not much I know of, because they don't trust a lot of people in this country when it comes to things, because the Clintons stole
the Bushes stole
millions of dollars
on
them.
They stole
a lot of money.
Yeah,
and the
they
Clinton
did.
Foundation
they
should
have.
There are areas that we can help out with, but you know, that's a tough thing to do.
Like what?
You got people coming in there from different things, like organizations like Hope and Project Hope and Care and some other places. They can do it. Don't rely on politicians when it comes to that, because you don't. The one hand is shaking, one hand is picking your pocket, and the other. So that's what the Clintons are famous for. So that's a big thing there. Yeah, stealing stuff. Stealing.
Look what she did to her attorney, Foster.
Yeah, I know. So
eliminated
and put it somewhere, you know? Yeah, I want to thank Tucker Carlson for doing, he's on Twitter now. He has a show on Twitter. He did his third episode the other day, and Fox News is pissed off because they try to silence him, and they can't, because it's called Freedom of Speech, First Amendment. So, and they're not contracted. Twitter's a social platform. It's not something that's on regular TV show or radio show.
Right.
So he's not on anything.
Just
it's just simple social media. He can come on this show. It's the same thing. It's not a TV or radio show based off a regular station. It's, you know,
First
it's computerized thing. Yeah.
Right. Digital. I know. So that's good.
We had a guest about a week or two ago, called Bill Conrad, And he is actually making official announcement for his run for Senate in Nevada on July 4th week. He's going to be making that out there if you want to join his campaign. TeamConrad.com. That's TeamConrad.com. And volunteer or donate. And you can donate through the website or through WinRed and do it that way. So it's a big thing. And so go over there and do that. And, of course, you can always support other candidates, of course, around the country. We'll start giving out some candidates as we go across once we vet them. And that's a big thing, too.
Well, that'll be starting soon.
Yeah.
Another
candidate running for president, Miami Mayor Francis Juarez, files paperwork to launch presidential campaign, joining crowded GOP field. He's got no chance in hell.
How many people are running? 10?
11 or 12 now.
Remember the last round? They couldn't get him.
Yes. By the way,
you know what will really burn them? No. You know what will really burn them? When they start talking about all the fake bullshit to try to hurt them, that will annihilate them totally. Okay? Because the people know it's all bullshit.
Yeah. So. Conservative boycotts have resulted in three brands losing $50 billion market cap in just the last 60 days. That's $50 billion, like with a B, market cap in just the last 60 days. They shoved their pride flag, cultural imperialism, down our throats. They came for our kids. They pushed too far, and we're awake. And we keep up the pressure on. It's Biden and the Democrats / communists think it's not your kids. Even though you gave birth to them, it's not your kid. It's the government's kids. It's the Democrats' kids. It's Biden's kid.
You know
so
what?
So he can mutilate
you know
them,
what?
Rape them, and destroy
them. You
know
them. What? That's illegal kidnapping.
Yeah, well, that's what they want to do.
Don't they do that with kids that are in foster care?
Mm-hmm.
Do illegal kidnapping, or they take it out of people's homes?
Yes, they do that. Wow.
So, yeah. Same shit.
The other thing that's just been posted on the floor, we're missing 85, this part of Morocco thing that he's being impeached tomorrow, next day. We're missing 85,000 illegal alien children in the country, the equivalent of sending out 85,000 Amber Alerts, and the Biden administration decided to end familiar DNA testing at the southern border. The policies that the Biden administration, namely child sex and labor trafficking.
My thought is those kids are in slavery.
Probably are.
Okay.
And before we do, I gotta tell. I like to thank everybody that has been listening to our podcast, the last one, whatever media outlet that you've been listening to, all over the country now, all over the world. It's the one that had 17 audio recordings of Biden bribery with Burisma and Biden's Chinese, the Chinese spy center over Cuba, and of course the show Wednesday here. But the one that we're pushing, the 17 audio recordings of Biden, that has been confirmed by many. We broke the story a couple of days ago. We posted it through. Everybody is sharing the podcast. We'd like to thank that around the world. It's places that we didn't think that was going to share. It was sharing, and it's growing. And we want to thank everybody. I urge everyone to go to podcast.spotify.com or go to Spotify. Type in "The Truth Is Out There: Voice of the People" podcast, and listen to our podcast, all of them. But the last one that says 17 audio recordings of Biden and bribery, Burisma, it is confirmed. It is literally confirmed that Biden accepted $5 million bribe. It was a $5 million bribe to Biden in exchange for them to get to fire a prosecutor that's going after Hunter Biden. It's the kickbacks. It's a play-for-pay scheme and bribery. And it's not just for Hunter, but $5 million for Hunter, $5 million for Joe Biden. there are 17 different audio recordings of all the bribes and kickbacks and stuff like that, including 15 by Hunter and 2 by Joe Biden. And that's not even touching the Chinese $30 million kickback screen of the CCP. And the reason why Biden allowed the balloon to fly over our country to take pictures of our sensitive areas, because Biden is in the pocket of the CCP. He is owned by the CCP, and that's why treason charges have been filed, and that's why he's going to resign soon, and we'll put him on for treason, try him, and execute him. And that's what we have to do. And same thing with everyone that's associated. They knew, Obama knew, Hillary Clinton knew about Biden's stuff going all the way back in the day when he was vice president, even going farther back into when he was senator. This guy was taking bribes and money laundering and racketeering since the day, since he started his political career. And not only is he a liar and manipulator, but he is a thief, a crook, and a con man. He is also a play-for-play individual. He is the most corrupt guy in the politics has ever seen in this country's history. And he is the court. There are people, we got witnesses that are turning from on the FBI. We got people, and that's the 17, you got the 1023, not one, but several now. You got audio tapes. There's a lot of different things coming through. I would like to thank the people from Burisma that actually recorded for their own insurance policies to get this guy. And Biden is done. He knows it. The people know. He tried to laugh it off the other day when asked about where the money, about the money. But he laughed it off and then said, "Where's the money?" And then he said, "I'm only kidding." And then it goes malarkey, which is his favorite word, because he is malarkey. He is bullish. You know why? But he's caught. He's a criminal. He's treasonous, and he's going down. Same thing with Kamala Harris. Same thing, everyone that's associated with the Clintons, with Obama, and Biden's, the Biden Crime Syndicate. They're all attached to it, all the way around. And that includes Lois Lerner. That includes the whole nine yards going all the way back. They all know it. They're all part of it. And now and it's all breaking. And now with the Jack Smith thing, accidentally, purposely putting Hillary Clinton's name and part of what's going on in Miami, that opens up the floodgates for discovery, and that also ends the end of killer Hillary Clinton and the Clintons. A lot of worms. So in the end, we're all going to come back, and we're going to save this country, and we're going to make this country great again. And you know what? DeSantis, I will hold back and wait to 2028, because right now you make yourself look like a fool, and you need to stop that and take care of Florida first. Because you're leaving a vacuum, and it's not going to help. And right now, everybody should collect right behind Trump, who's being attacked. Because remember this, they're going after Trump. Next is you, DeSantis, or anyone else. They will go after you the same way.
Didn't they do it at the Tony Awards?
Yes, they're doing it at the Tony Awards. DeSantis, you got to remember, DeSantis, and you're a friend of mine, and I'm telling you point blank. Wake up, because if you don't unify to stop what's going on to Trump, they're going to do exactly the same thing with you and any other candidate. We have a position to use Trump as the means to stop this communist takeover of this country completely. The terrorism and all the other garbage that's happening. You can stand pat. All of us can stand packed together into one unified force against what's happening here. These people need to be put in a prison cell waiting for execution for treason, not in government at all. And that includes everyone's involved. Shifty Shift, he should have been fired today, totally. These 20 Republicans that caved in, they're all going to be primaried. And I guarantee you some are going to retire real soon or resign, because they're going to go, because they just told the American people to scratch. They told their constituents to go scratch. He, Shifty Shift, misled, lied, and manipulated two impeachment proceedings against Trump. He still lies and stuff about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like he's delusional, and it's crazy stuff. That's what the Democrats are. They're hateful individuals that make up stories to get things done, to try and take over the control of the country. People in Cuba were celebrating Trump because and just standing up to fight and for silence in the cafe over there in Little Cuba because they support him, because they know that if he loses, everything they escape may be coming back here. And they don't want to have a Cuba in Florida, a Cuba in the country. They don't want communism because they escape from that. They don't want socialism, people in Venezuela, because they escape from that. They know what it's like to be that type of situation, and that's what they need to do. And they need to fight, and that's why that's why Trump's getting such a support, because he's standing up to them. You can come and take me, you can do anything you want. I'll take the bullets for you, I'll take the arrows for you, because they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, is what he says, because I'm just in their way. That's what Trump says. I am in their way, but if they get me, what's going to prevent them from getting you? And that's a big thing. Think about that. So I'm asking everyone to actually stand up and be counted and start uniting. Right now we have like 12 different candidates running the Republican Party for president. None of them can beat Trump. Trump is in. He's up by 40, 50, 60 points across the board. It's time to unite. And then you got Chris Christie said, Trump was 4 points, 4% back about this time, back in 2015, 2016. Chris Christie, you're no Donald Trump. You can't even handle New Jersey at the end with the Bridgegate. You used to be good as a prosecutor. You were good the first time as governor, but after a while you got corrupt, and you became more like Obama. You're hugging Obama. That was your downfall, along with the Bridgegate. So you're done. And I said the other day when he first announced you love to go to Krispy Kreme. Well, that's true. You do. But you can't. You have no way. It's Chris Christie, you're done. There's only one candidate out there that's going to win the White House, and that's Donald J. Trump. And that's it. Ron DeSantis, wait till 2028 be the squabble.
Don't you remember Bridgegate?
Yes.
He made out on that.
Yeah, he made money on that. And he screwed up Fort Lee.
He's supposed to be a man of war and order, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
He screwed up Fort Lee with that. They backed off on the GW Bridge so much that Fort Lee got screwed up, which is on the other side of the bridge.
And he knew about it, and he was into it, and he's supposed to be a man of law and order, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And so I'm going to tell you. We have an opportunity to fight and stand up for what we need to do. See, right now we're under attack. You got communism. We have a choice to keep going the same we're going right now with Biden and the company and the communists and all that stuff, and become a communist nation and have nothing. Your kids will be messed up, screwed up, torn apart, mutilated. And all that type of stuff. They wouldn't know from the hip and the elbow. Or you could actually go and fight for your family, fight for law enforcement, fight for secure borders, fight for your dreams and your passions and goals, fight to have family parental rights, fight for education, not indoctrination, honor the police officers, eliminate crime, secure our borders, lower taxes, lower the cost of living, bring incentives back in there, and things of that nature. You know, we could do a lot of things. This country has the ability to do a lot of things if we cut government down and follow our passions and dreams. Remember, it wasn't that long ago where JFK said, and that is very important. That's not what you could do, what your country could do for you. That's what you could do for your country. We could go to the moon in this decade, which they did. These are incentives. These are passions. These are dreams. This is what we could do as a nation, as an individual. We have that ability. We're the greatest nation on earth. We have that shiny light on the hill, but we cannot allow that light to dry down, die out. We cannot allow the flame of the Constitution Republic, the greatest nation of the world, to be burned out. We have to ignite that flame and concentrate and build a nation, build a country, build individuals. We can do that. We can do it very easily, but we have to stand up and look inside of each other and fight for what's good and normal. Get rid of all the bad and start focusing on the good. We could make this country prosperous again. We could make this country respected again, because the laughing stock right now. Look what China's doing. Look what Iran is doing. Look what Russia is doing. Look what Ukraine is doing. Don't forget, Zelensky is not a friend. We don't even know where that money is going to. Not all of it. We need to order that. And we got to cut our spending. So this is what we need to do. We got a radio show coming up on Sunday. Between now and Sunday, let all our listeners do something right. Let's get up there and fight for our country. Stand up and support the person that's being attacked, Trump. Stand up and unite behind Trump. Get rid of all the communist socialists and start working to win elections. Start now. Don't wait till the last second, and let's get this done now. Now, Scarlett, you have anything to say? Because you're running down on time. Scarlett?
I'm in wait. I'm waiting to see who what will happen next. Okay?
Okay.
They work slow.
Yeah.
You know, what they vote on today, can't remember, something I wouldn't have engaged in. They vote on, make no.
They voted to sanction and to get, shifty ship. But they also voted to defund the special prosecutor, and things of that nature. And they're working, and they start, and there are three articles of impeachment has been presented in Congress against Biden and Harris, both. That's all been done today. So we're working on things as we go along, and bring on to the foreclosure. Also, I urge everyone to call the Senate. We got to save our babies. There's a bill in the Senate that needs to be put on the floor. It's called Born Alive Survivors Protection Act of 2023. It's S204. Call your senator, get a vote on it. It makes it illegal for any doctor not to treat a baby that has been aborted but stayed alive. In other words, if abortion was failed and the baby's still alive, they have to, by law, to treat the baby as a preemie and make sure that baby thrives. And that passed Congress back in January. It's in the Senate.
How about we don't abort it? We don't abort. We deliver the child, and somebody adopts the girl or boy. And
yes,
on that note, this is Scarlett. I'll be back on Sunday, and we'll see how the drama plays out. And God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
Okay, again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody in the chat room and that's been around listening to us. Doug Northwest, the mayor, thank you for coming in and others. I want to also thank Bringing Boy, also joined in the chat room for a while, and others. Again, I want to thank everybody. We'll be on Sunday. Well, I want to say happy birthday to the Army, to Army's birthday, the U.S. Army's birthday today. I also want to thank, wish happy birthday to the greatest president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, for the 4 years that he had. It was successful. Got to get him back in, maybe sooner than later, and he'll correct what's going on in this country real quick. He says give him 24 hours and he'll end the war in Ukraine. I believe he can. He is a tough guy. He knows how to mediate. He knows how to, out of the deal. So happy birthday to President Trump. He's 77 years old. It's also happy birthday. It's Flag Day. Happy birthday for the American flag. We honor the American flag. We do not honor the pride flag. That is nothing but, in fact, it's not even a rainbow. If you actually see the actual true rainbow, it's seven colors, not six, according to God. And that's a big thing there. And pride is not a good thing. Pride is a sin, according to the religious beliefs. So that's a big thing there. So I want to thank everybody. Don't forget to keep watching The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, the podcast. If you get that on Truth, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, and The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, you can pick up on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. I want to thank everybody again for coming on our show. See you on Sunday. And again, see you on Sunday and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the